Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ellen Rohr is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Ellen is the president of Bare Bones Biz, Inc., and she helps companies just like yours and mine put their best foot forward in the marketplace, especially with planning and strategy and getting real about what's really going on out there. She wants to talk to us about our economy, my economy, your economy, not so much the national economy. Ellen Rohr, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And by the way, folks, her book is called Where Did the Money Go? Among others that she's written. So thanks again for hanging out with us, Ellen. And it's always a pleasure to have you back. She's also the author of The Weekend Biz Plan. And Ellen, I like what you're saying about the fact that we need to realize regardless of who gets elected, you know, in November, regardless of what happens today in Washington or New York or Greece or wherever, the mail's going to come, the mail's going to run today, and they're going to bring a bill that I got to pay today, aren't they?
That's right. And it's too overwhelming, you know, to think about the economy and all the woes that are happening. And, you know, it's like peace is breaking out all over, too. Even with unemployment at 10%, that means 90% of the nation is employed. There is an economy going on around you, and you can be a part of it in a positive way, or you can abdicate your responsibility and start talking about the national condition, and it's not going to help.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, that's the thing that I remind people about. Regardless of what's going on anywhere else, somebody somewhere is buying something you sell from somebody right now.
Exactly. In fact, I thought about that. You know, if something happened and there were two people left on the planet, and I saw that person approaching me from across the yard, right? He and I are the last two people on the planet. I would sell him something. I would exchange my goods and services with him because that's how we get along. You know, there's
right.
room for government,
you could get rich. What you could do is you could get rich cutting each other's hair.
There's something you could do for me and something I could do for him. You know, there's something that we can do to exchange goods and services. In fact, I'm such a proponent of business because business is where you find freedom. In any country across the globe, that country, the people of that country are never really free until they start creating businesses and micro economies in their communities. That's where freedom comes from. You trade me something for something that I need. And that's how we can live peacefully together. So I believe that
one
we can
thing you
fix
gotta
the
do,
economy.
Though, all of that is exactly right. But one of the problems small business owners have is charging enough for what they sell.
What
do you think?
Yeah, because I think most people don't know. I read a lot about, you know, if you're going to be in business, you got to delegate the bookkeeping. Well, not so fast. Are you sure you know what's happening with the bookkeeping? Do you understand the balance sheet, a profit and loss? Getting to what we call a known financial position, I think, is the responsibility of every business owner. Rich people know how to read a balance sheet. Rich people understand the basic financial scorecards, and you can too. It's just I wish we taught it in sixth grade. I wish parents taught it to their kids.
Absolutely.
If you never learned it, I think you got to go back to the basics and figure out the business scorecard.
Well, the thing that you're talking about is you're not saying learn accounting. You're saying learn how to read the reports the accounting produces.
Yes, and the way I learned it was to do the accounting. So if your business is small and you can't afford a bookkeeper yet, embrace that opportunity. Learn how to use QuickBooks or learn how to use your accounting program, and then you can
delegate it. Idiot-proof. There are plenty of idiot-proof programs out there that will show you how double entry accounting works.
I see a lot of idiot. It's a garbage in, garbage out situation. You do need to understand the basic flow. of what keeps the balance sheet in balance. But here's the thing. It isn't that hard. I fussed about it for so long before I finally said, you know what, no one's going to keep score for me. No one's going to fix the mess I've made of my financials. I'm going to have to figure it out. And once I just embraced it, I started looking around like, oh, I can't believe how easy this is and how much I fussed about it. But getting
the other thing is you'll be a little more in tune with where your money's going, won't you?
Yeah. And then you can delegate. I call it delegating without abdicating. You know, someone else can enter the bills and apply the customer payments and do the basic data entry, the bookkeeping like you're talking about. But if you understand what a balance sheet is and what a profit and loss, or also called an income statement, is, now you're in control. And now we can get back to that point that you mentioned. Now you can figure out how to charge more than it costs. Because in any economy, if you're willing to do that, charge more than it costs for stuff, you're going to manufacture your own money. You manufacture profits out of nothing, and that's where the money comes from. Isn't that delicious?
The last thing you want to delegate, though, and this, in my opinion, as long as you're a small business, you should never delegate, and that's cash flow. Understanding how the cash flow is working. What do you think?
I like that. And that is, you know, that's a take on scorekeeping, Jim, that you really beat that drum, and I applaud you for it. It takes profit and it takes cash. Those two things, if you are willing to create profitability and take the cash now, you can fix a financial challenge.
Right.
So I think you're absolutely
right. Well, if you delegate the accounting, then that's going to tell you whether you made a profit or not. If you didn't make a profit this month, you can survive and operate next month. If you didn't get the cash in this month, you're already out of business.
That is so true. And it's only small business owners that extend credit like that. I mean, credit cards are a way that people can finance their purchases with you. Let them put it on a credit card. Take credit cards. Raise your prices accordingly, and let the credit card companies or the purchaser be responsible for finding credit. But if you take the cash now, then you're going to make sure that you can't exist another day.
Well, the other thing, even, one way to think about the fees that you have to pay, if you wind up eating a little bit of the fee, one way to think about it is if they give you a credit card, you don't have to send them a bill. What does that cost?
Well, not only that, your customer is going to pay for everything. So, you know, we talked about this before. I have quoted you on this before, Jim. Walmart won the low price game.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. So
we already lost that war.
We already lost that war.
We already lost the price war. That's right. Hold on, Ellen, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. Ellen Rohr is our guest, folks. She and I will be right back. Her book is called The Weekend Biz Plan. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.